Thank you for the hold. My name's Mercedes, the supervisor on the floor in the fire department. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a charge on my charge card that I never made. I'm not even sure what this company, according to the young lady, said something about living plans or something.
Okay, yes, sir. May I please have your first and last name, see what's going on?
My first is Michael, and my last name is Morgese, Morgese.
Yes, sir, and thank you for that. And the last verification I need is just to verify that I do have the right person up. Could you please verify your address for me?
My address is 713 Creek Street in Coppers Cove, Texas, 76522.
Yes, sir, and thank you for that. They have that on file as well. I do see that this started on April 10th. Do you remember any surveys coming to your phone saying that you want a free gift of a Dyson vacuum and all you had to do was pay shipping and handling to receive it?
Oh, yes, for a vacuum cleaner, yes.
Yes,
and I gave my charge information. It was $2 and change for the shipping of the vacuum. But this is a $59.89 charge.
Yes, sir. And what had happened was at the bottom of the page were some terms and conditions, and it said that you want a chance to be entered into a contest, and within the contest entry, it came with a subscription to a Bites Hub meal plan. And that meal plan is an app that you can download on your phone. It's got some recipe guides to eat better and to feel better, and it's got guides to making better food choices for your health.
Oh. No, I didn't want any of that stuff. All I wanted was that vacuum cleaner.
Yes, sir. You was, due to the terms and the conditions, you was entered into a contest for that Dyson vacuum, but it came along with the subscription to a Bites Hub meal plan. But yes, sir, she do have it canceled for you. I'm going to get you a confirmation number. Just one moment.
Okay, that charge card is now, it has a block on it. And no additional charges can come to it.
Yes, sir. So your bank have a dispute going with the charge at the moment?
Okay.
No, sir. I'm asking, do your bank have a dispute for this charge?
Not for this charge, no. There's a bunch of other ones.
Okay, yes, sir. But they have the card placed on hold?
Yes, and it's been canceled. The card has been canceled.
Okay, yes, sir. Be just 1 second. Did they tell you to call in first before they disputed the charge?
No, the other charges are still in dispute. I just noticed this charge, and I don't remember having charged $59 or $60 for anything up to that point. I was expecting to get a battery-operated vacuum cleaner for like $2.50. I didn't read anything down there where it said there'd be another charge.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Be just once. Yes, sir, I'm almost through with your confirmation number.
Oh, that's okay. You had to send me another charge card, so you may not even be able to refund it back to that old account. I'm not sure.
Let's see. So with the dispute not being filed on this charge, the $59.89 is able to go back into the account. It'll be able to be used on a new card. Yes, sir. So
okay.
It'll be returning in the next 3 to 5 business days, and I also have a confirmation number to confirm it's been canceled as well.
Okay.
Yes, sir. That confirmation number, C as in Charlie, 920-711-786.
720-781-726. 786.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Begins with Charlie. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
Okay, you have a blessed day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.